Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Fader up, John.
Fader up.
Fader up, John. Have a nice week off, John.
Oh, wasn't it nice?
Oh, it's lovely, wasn't it?
We are back and refreshed.
I went to Hawaii.
Did you?
No,
okay,
no. Just feel like if you have a week off a podcast, I feel like you should really be doing something with it.
I went warm weather training.
Did you?
Because it was a winter break.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go? La Manga?
Dubai. Straight off to Dubai. Straight on the plane. After we finished the last episode, straight on the plane. Dubai.
Warm weather podcast practice.
Exactly. I was just out there just going, faders
like,
down,
we've got some letters. letters. We've got letters.
Barrow.
It's like, I know our podcast wasn't on last week, John. It's like nothing's been on for sort of two or three. I know it's because Torquay haven't played, but it's like
the season's sort of been mothballed.
It's like everyone's going, it's a bit boring this season, isn't it? Should we just give it a break?
We put it into storage for a bit. Park that there.
Yeah. It looks like they're going to be mid-table. Looks like they're going to end up mid-table.
Yeah.
So we'll just not play it. As we've said before, though, it's non-linear, John. So this is just the downtime.
This is actually pre-season.
This is the Christmas
so
break or pre-season. They're having pre-season. In this non-linear season,
this
is the pre-season, these 3 weeks. What do you think the Gulls have been doing in these 3 weeks?
I saw Jake Andrews was at Longleat Safari Park.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he? Is that a team bonding, John, or was it?
I don't think so. I might be wrong.
Longleat? Why would he go Longleat? Why wouldn't he just go Paint and Zoo?
Yeah.
Get down Paint and Zoo.
Yeah.
Maybe sponsor an animal.
Yeah, sponsor a penguin or something.
A gull. Can you sponsor a seagull?
I don't have seagull. There's plenty of those around. You don't need them in captivity
As we can tell, there's not a lot to talk about, is there, John?
Not, because the problem is with the National League, they say it's the hardest league to get out of. That's mainly because all your games get postponed.
Just no games on.
No games at all.
No games on. It's a very good tactic. It's great tactics from Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Have no games. You can't lose if you're not playing.
It was the magic of the National League last weekend because all but three games were off, and all of those three games at halftime were 0-0.
0-0. No
magic.
Goals.
Oh, what a league.
What a great... Well, I do love the National League, John. I still love it. I don't know why you're saying...
No, I'm not.
You hate it so much.
I was poking affectionate fun at it.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
No.
What's happening, John? Do you know what's happening with the amount of teams going in and out of
the National League? It's going to possibly
That's
change
the sort of thing we should know.
We're a
National League football podcast. Sort of thing we should know. Have the facts at our fingertips. Have you looked into that at all?
No.
John.
No one's really expecting us to know that, are they?
Well,
really?
They're tuning in for National League updates, John.
We'll have some news in a little bit. That's coming up. We'll do a little news we can. But I think.
Yeah, but will that news. Will you be able to tell me if Macclesfield got out of business, Stevenage got out of business, Bury have gone out of business, will that mean three go up? Or will that be. What happens, John?
I don't know. I tell you what people are excited about. They don't care about that sort of factual stuff. They're excited about the fact it's episode 98.
It's not episode 98, John.
We are accelerating through the nervous 90s. Eking it out, some would say.
Treading forwards to March.
The 100.
The 100, John.
As they're calling it.
Huge plans afoot. None of them in concrete.
Huge plans afoot, but I have taken a day off work in order to complete them.
Who knows what will happen on those
days. Taking a day of my holiday.
Maybe when episode 99, we'll give out the day we're going to record and then see if anyone wants to come and join us. Or we'll just do it by ourselves as usual. And if anyone steps on our turf, tell them to get off it.
Rear up like a territorial.
Get your own podcast.
And in fairness, they probably will.
They probably have.
Well, do you want to work out, for what it's worth, what is coming up in...
I do in a minute, John. I need you to tell me, though, has Dave Thomas left the Herald Express?
Yes.
Transfer news. Word is reaching me.
I'm hearing.
Has he? There didn't seem to be much of a fanfare of that, John.
He's gone to the new, whatever the new paper is. Oh,
it's like a...
The Devon...
South Devon paper?
Bugle? I don't know what it's
called. Not going to be the Bugle,
South
John.
Devon Bugle?
Plenty of bugling talkie on a Friday night.
I mean, we're not a talkie podcast.
I was about 56 miles into the Dartmoor Classic, which is a cycle ride across Dartmoor. And it was that hot, hot summer. And it was absolutely torrential rain for the 6 hours, 7 hours it took me to do the 70-odd miles, mainly uphill on Dartmoor. And as I was on about 52 miles, climbing another effing hill, when they told me there were about three hills, Dave Thomas was at the top of the hill because he's a member of Mid-Devon Cycle Club, John, helping out at the top of the...
Marshall.
And he went, off down there, there's food down there and a break in 6 miles' time. And I didn't say it, but all I felt in my head was, oh, fuck off, Dave. But I was low. And I didn't mean that. He was just helping out.
Point.
I was at a low blood sugar time, John. So tell me what's in the newsletter this week.
Let's work it out. Come on, for what it's worth. So in the newsletter this week, episode 98 of the newsletter.
Lovely.
Limited news.
Knocking it off for singles, aren't we, John? Knocking them off for singles in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Working the singles.
Mm.
Limited news, to be honest. Not many games. Not much happened. A lot of postponements. But we'll bring you what there is.
Storm Dennis has not only postponed the National League, it's also postponed a lot of the National Obsession.
Yes, so we will bring you what news there is. We have got a very special guest this week who is, he's dropped us a bit of a pre-recorded message.
Oh, that's nice.
Actually, because he's on the campaign trail.
Oh, is he?
On the other side of the pond, actually, but that hasn't, he knows he's got to go hyper-local. Get the votes.
Yes.
Even if no one in this country can actually vote.
Drill down into the electorate.
The 45th president of the United States.
He's joining us. Is he a National League fan, John?
Well, you'll find out. But he's just left us a quick message just to try and drum up support for his election campaign.
Okay, great stuff.
But he's targeting the National League fans.
Is he? I bet he is. I wonder who that could be. Anyway, carry on,
Letters. Loads of letters.
Oh, that's nice.
Got
a
few letters to catch up on from our winter break.
I think we might be giving a Foff number away.
Could be a new Foff number, could be a new Foff crowned, a new Foff game.
Oh, yes,
that's
I'm looking
exciting.
Forward to that.
Gary Johnson's Ice Cold Veins, I think is its name. Do with a bit of snappiness.
No, I think it's good, because they're trying to sell Gary Johnson as a hot night out at Talking Ireland.
They are, aren't they? That's the words of...
Hot and heavy.
Not our words, the words of Patrick Tinkler.
Hot and heavy with Gary Johnson.
I still not worked out what that night is, but they've been tweeting about it. Hot night out.
I think what it is give them something to do. Who's joined us on loan in the last month and not done anything? Like, but ever talking IG app, what do you do? Just mainly board games.
Yeah. Adi Aziz has
been playing
Scrabble.
Ticket to Ride.
Yeah.
Adi Aziz, we've signed
exciting.
In. There's some news,
that's
John.
Exciting. So, yeah, new Foff game. That's about it, I think.
Oh, it's going to be excellent. It's going to be an excellent podcast,
we'll
John.
A bit of fun, won't
Come
we?
On, then. Give us some news, the little news you have.
Let's go the little news we have, and we'll go back to Saturday. Ebbsfleet Massive win for Ebbs Fleet. Go on, the Fleet. They're
staying up, John.
They're staying up.
I'm all about them staying up.
They beat Chorley 1-0.
They're going down. We've still got to play them as well.
We've still got to play Chorley in a couple of weeks, I think. Yeah,
demoralise them.
That's got to be a surefire 14-0, isn't it, really?
It's a surefire 1-1.
You've given us a goal, though.
I have. We've scored Adi Aziz, 88.
But Ebbs Fleet did go ahead. But then Chorley got a penalty in the 89th minute. Missed it.
Ooh.
Missed it.
Penenka.
Car Park C erupted. Ebbs Fleet 3 points. So, yeah, big win for Ebbs Fleet.
Huge for Ebbs Fleet.
Notts County 1, Woking 1. Oh. Woking were ahead for quite a while, getting cocky on the old Twitter. We've done it. We're in. But Notts County equalised.
Woking fans
think
we're obsessed, don't they, John? Think we're obsessed with Woking.
Yeah.
Which we are.
We are a bit.
Which we are. Oh, that's some news, isn't it, John? So, at your work this week, where I've been working as well, we've had there's a work experience boy, isn't work experience lads. He's 17.
Yeah,
Reese, and you asked him. He was very quiet for a bit, and then we got chatting to him.
Yeah,
and then an hour in, he said, "Oh, what team do you support, Reese?" What did he say, John?
Woking.
Out.
How did that slip through the filters?
You are very. You are like we. That's one thing we have found out this week, isn't it, John? You are technically my line manager.
I am, and it's about time you started showing me a bit more respect around here. Thank you very
much. Sorry, I should have 97 episodes ago. Yeah. I should have really stepped up. But Reese is a Woking fan, isn't he, John? Oh.
Woking, Notts County 1, Woking 1, and Stockport 1, Bromley 0. That was the other result.
That's not very
from
good
Saturday
for us, is it? Stockport doing
well. But they're actually doing all right, to be fair. They're just a point off the playoffs now. They beat Bromley 1-0.
Bromley's early promise fading, John.
Fading
fast. Starting
to fade. And then Tuesday night, the grudge match. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, Dover dipped Barrow down at the Crabble.
Yes.
Remember, it was a Tuesday night.
And before Christmas, they had their game called off because they were caught on the train.
Yes.
Wasn't it? They couldn't get there. They travelled on the day on the train. I think they couldn't get there because they didn't have their rail cards and their tickets.
So they didn't want to pay a full price for a new ticket, so they just had to get off.
Just had to get off.
Yeah, off.
So they ended up just getting off at Stoke or something. It's a nightmare for them. Few of them had the young person's rail cards. Few of them had family and friends, but they weren't all there, the right people.
One of them tried to get away with the old armed forces rail card.
I saw that.
They checked up on his military history,
It didn't work out, did
but
it?
But yes, so on a Tuesday
Vera Lynn,
night the other week.
Furious. She was on her way to Barrow to see the bluebirds. All I f***ing sing about is f***ing bluebirds.
Not what I expected.
Give me another f***ing gin and tonic on this f***ing train.
Dover actually beat them at home the other week. Barrow's coach broke down on the way home. You might remember. It was lovely.
Nervous breakdown, was it?
Nervous breakdown.
Coach just like, can't take it anymore.
Barrow got their revenge.
Such a long way from Barrow to Dover.
They got their revenge on Tuesday night as they beat Dover 1-0 at Barrow. Yeah. It took them to the 73rd minute when Dior Angus scored. Smells lovely.
Dior Angus, smells lovely. Or you could have gone Steakhouse. You could have gone that way, couldn't you? Angus Steakhouse.
Yeah, that's true. Also an interesting situation on Tuesday night. A game called off at half-time. Barnet Harrogate.
Yes, this was my sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a long way, isn't it, John? Barrow v Dover was a long way, and crossing the other way, they'll have crossed in the middle.
It's like the axis.
Barnet v
Barnet
Harrogate.
Barnet Harrogate was 1-1 at half-time.
1-0.
Off. Barnet
rained off.
A lot of game. Yeah. Yeah, heavy rain. It's like they've got the old forks.
The forkers, John.
Digging.
We love those forkers. Where do you even buy those forks?
I don't know.
I love those guys.
They came out for half-time. There's massive holes everywhere.
You know, I have to go and see Oxford United now and again.
Yeah.
Through gritted teeth.
It's fine.
Go and see. But they play in yellow. So what I do... Oh, it's a good tip, actually, John.
Come on, you yellows.
I do come on, you yellows.
Yellow
with
Army.
The chance.
Yeah,
yellow
yeah.
Army, yeah. I do. United.
Yeah.
I can do that one.
Basically, feels like you're at Playmore.
Just pretend.
Just with one less stand.
Just pretend. Yeah. But anyway, 18 minutes extra time in the day because it was so wet, the Ipswich. And they had... I don't know which league this is, but they... All the forkers were out with their three-pronged forks.
Forking.
Where do you even get those, John? I had to give them a little round of applause as they walked off, John? Well done, the forkers!
Do you buy football forks?
What even sort of fork
is
it?
It's a Sports Direct job.
It's like a long toasting fork, John, isn't it?
Groundsman Divot Repair Fork.
Hold on a minute.
Here we go.
It's got a name. I'm going to get you one.
Pitchcare.com.
Christmas is coming.
The Groundsman Divot Repair Fork.
Wow.
Ergonomically designed in conjunction with professional groundsmen, the long handle feature minimises the requirement of bending to divot. Good for the back. Great for the back.
What a discovery this is, John.
Purpose designed.
This is up there with Joan Cardigan.
Small fork allows careful and precise repair work to uplifted turf. So it's when the turf comes up,
yeah,
just to get back
down. You
don't
have to bend down just because they don't. A lot of them, not being rude about them, John, a lot of them don't look like they like doing much bending down.
Now, it's got a robust aluminium shaft.
Okay, steady now. Shaft didn't. Who's the man?
Who's the man?
Who's the man with the long handle fog?
We'll do that at the end. We'll play out with shaft.
Who's the man with the long handle fog? Doesn't need to bend down to push the divots in.
Shaft.
Damn right.
Oh, we'll do that at the end. We must remember to play out with that. Do you want to know what else?
Yeah. It's how got, much is it, John?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
It's got a long handle.
Can I have a guess?
Straight flat top for maximum heel pressure.
Oh, right. So what? Strong, flat top on the top of
on
the...
On the top of the fork bit.
Okay, yeah.
Strong pressed steel with tough powder-coated finish.
Yeah.
Lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
Robust yet lightweight.
I'm going to go... £44.
Wow, you could buy almost two of them for that. £23.50.
I think we should get some, John, for Shall episode we? 100.
Stand there posing with them.
Episode 100. A century of podcasts means we get a long handle.
We'll just
fork.
Go to a pitch, just any old pitch. We'll look into that. Anyway, very quickly, that's the end of the news. Barrow's still top. Harrogate, Halifax, Yeovil, Borehamwood, Notts County, Solihull, Moors in the playoffs. Chesterfield, Ebbsfleet, Fylde, Chorley, rooted to the bottom.
There anyway, we are. Is that all the news, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, of course, we are getting towards the American presidential elections.
This is, I'd say it's this week's big interview, almost.
Is it?
Yeah.
Instead of this week's big interview.
Yep.
We are thrilled to have on the that is the president of the United States.
Well, you might like him more after this.
Oh.
It's phoned in.
It's such a great pleasure for me to be here on this non-league podcast. Such a great podcast. So great. So much better than the failing non-league paper, which everyone thinks is a joke, by the way. They're saying some team, Joe Barrow, are top of the league. Quite unbelievable. So sad. I hereby pledge that if I am re-elected as president, I will recognise Torquay United as the true winner of the National League. Gary Johnson is a great friend of mine, so great. He's a great leader and a great friend. He often calls me for advice, by the way. I told him to read my book, The Art of the Deal, and the next day he went out and signed Manny Duku. A great deal for your club, so great. I'm very confident, with your help, of re-election and beating the do-nothing Dagenhams and Charlie Sanders. And we will make Torquay great again. Thank you so much.
Great to hear from him, wasn't it? I didn't great know he was involved in the Duku.
The Duku deal.
Yeah. I mean, he loved the National League because he loves nationalism, doesn't he?
Chorley Sanders? Is that, where does that stand in the pantheon of puns? Mm.
Chorley Sanders?
Yeah.
Instead of Bernie's Sanders?
I'd say that doesn't work.
I'm going to go a swing and a miss.
You can appreciate
but
the
John,
working.
You know what, John? We all can see what he's tried to do there.
Yeah, and the do-nothing Dagenhams. Instead of the Democrats,
yeah, you know, the sentiment was great behind the whole thing.
Yeah, Manny Duku as well.
I like the slagging off of the National League paper,
the non-league paper. Yeah,
non-league,
a failing paper. Non-league paper. Yeah,
this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, John Cadogan.
Yes,
and it's time, John, for letters from a listener.
When you
go. Will you send back a letter from a listener?
Beautiful, what a
beautiful...
Have you
seen Paul Weller sat behind you, by the way? Look at that.
Yeah, well, no, it's not Paul Weller.
No?
He's a big radio producer.
Is he?
At Virgin John, so
uh-huh.
Shouldn't be so... You know those...
doesn't like Paul Weller, though.
I know, but you know those, like Rod Stewart, Paul Weller?
Yeah.
If you took that haircut off them, John, they look like little old ladies.
I'm just going to suck. No, I'm going to take a picture of you. No, I'm taking a picture of you, though.
Oh, right, okay.
There you go, with him in the background. There he is. I'm a changing man.
Right. He works at Quick Fit.
Yeah, lovely.
Hey, John, any letters?
We're clicking.
Hope so.
We're on fire this week. Yes, several letters. Kelvin Applin, who you might remember, is a fairly new contributor. He came across us the other week by reading the Talk United programme and saw our name sponsoring
the
Liam Davis.
The advertising campaign has once again come up trumps.
He says, hello again, fellas. The theme of hating woking is consistent throughout the show.
Yeah.
You know the word show, by the way. Interesting.
And also, we don't hate them.
Hate's a strong word.
Let's not hate anymore, guys.
No. But it did get me thinking, this is Kelvin, about bogey teams and teams that are hated for whatever reason. I know Torquay had a spell of not doing well against Preston North End.
That's true, and we
and
hated them.
Subsequently felt
there is
the
a
wrath
reason we
of many
hate
a Torquay
them.
Fan. The Paul Rayner period,
there
that's
it is.
What he's
yeah, that's
alluding to.
Yeah.
But apart from the results at the time, did we really hate them?
Yeah.
Before my time, really, to be
well,
honest.
Well, they played on a plastic pitch. That was one annoying thing about them. And then they beat us in a really
playoff?
A playoff game, yeah. And Paul Rayner...
Horrible wind-up merchant.
Oh, he's horrible. And also, it works with Steve thingy, doesn't he?
Steve Evans.
Steve Evans.
Yes.
And I think that was the why the Preston North End thing happened, was basically because of Paul Rayner.
He says, can you find out if Torquay are hated by any other teams at all? Because we seem to be quite a generous team in giving points away. And are Torquay a bogey team for any others you can think of? Keep up the good work. Regards, Kelvin Applin, Paynton.
I think Stevenage hate us because of the ground
situation.
Of
that thing. Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Maybe they've forgotten about it.
There are probably teams that we always beat.
Who
I wish
they?
I could think of who they are.
Who are they, John?
There is probably
Dulwich
someone
Hamlet.
We've got. Yeah, there must be someone we've got a good
we've
record
got
100% against.
Record against Dulwich Hamlet, John. I think that's
I think
it.
That's probably it. I don't think they hate us, though.
It's a
I
good,
don't think
good
so.
Point.
It's a good
Let
point.
Us know at nationalobsession@gmail.com or at NatObsPod. Let us know who hates us.
Another email and a new contributor.
Ooh, lovely.
Subject line, on the ice, Martin Wright. And it comes from Stephen,
in the bay.
It comes from Stephen Baker. Any
Ooh,
relation?
No relation.
He says, good day, gents. Long time listener, first time writer.
Oh, that's nice.
I know Joan Cardigan has no interest at all in the FA Trophy.
No.
But as a long serving...
No platforms it.
I do. But as a long serving Helso in Town...
Ooh, welcome.
...fan of the Southern League Central Division 1,
beautiful.
This is what we
this
want.
This is what we want. This is the type of thing
a
we want.
A real drill down.
Helso in Town. Is that you Wales,
could,
isn't it?
You could Shrewsbury give me Way, several hours and a map, and I couldn't point to Helso in.
I reckon Shrewsbury Way.
Want me to check?
Probably underwater as we speak.
I had a Hales Owen job, I'm guessing there. No, really
no.
No, come on. Where is it?
Barry,
Hales Owen?
Barry Hales Owen.
It's near Birmingham.
There we are.
Outskirts.
Shropshire, is it?
Stourbridge. West Bromwich.
Ooh.
Hales Owen. But he says, I know Joan Cardigan has
Solihull,
no interest at
all. Solihull Moore's Way.
Yeah, in the FA Trophy. But surely our destruction of several of your National League rivals on our run to the quarterfinals this year deserves a mention.
Oh, come
Good
on, Hale. Well, they're our team
we
now.
Missed this
come on,
completely.
Hales Owen.
Away wins against Maidenhead and Halifax.
Yes.
See us with a tempting quarterfinal away at Barnet.
Yes.
Fingers
be
crossed.
Off.
Fingers crossed Martin Allen will be back in charge for the 37th time by the time the tide comes around. Great newsletter. And on the ice, Steve Baker. Now,
hey, Steve, on the ice. That's a superb letter. Thanks so much.
Lovely letter.
Well, we are now going to Wembley with Hales Owen Town.
Yeah. Run away.
What do we... Run away. What's the Hales Owen Town's...
Do you know a bit more about Hales Owen?
Yeah.
Ground name, The Grove.
Brilliant.
The
What's
Grove?
Their nickname?
Nickname, The Yelts.
I love this. I love
it. Y-E-L-T-Z.
Right into them.
What's the Yelts all about? I want to know that.
I don't know. Owner, Karen Brooks. Chairman, Karen Brooks. Manager, Paul...
Karen Brooks?
Striker, Karen Brooks. Manager, Paul Smith. Could be any one of the Paul Smiths. Brendan Bunn in goal, John.
Brendan Bunn.
Could do something with that.
Andy Parsons plays for them. No way. Defender Andy Parsons.
Forward Jamie Molyneux. Should be at Wolves.
Well, I'm all about Hales are in now.
We're
in.
Right into the Yelts. Wonder what a Yelts is. Let's Google the word Yelts, John, so we know what that is.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, go on.
Their nickname has confused many. This is from the BBC.
Including
the national
us.
Broadcaster. Its derivation seems to be no more complicated than the fact that Hales are in people are apparently referred to as Yelts. But what does it mean?
Yes, but why?
But why?
Right, let us know. Do get in touch. Let us nudge. I'm tired, John. Done too much talking today.
Come on.
There we are. What else we got, John? Any other letters?
That's it. But I do think we've had some lovely tweets whilst we've been off and on our winter break.
Thank you. At Matt Obbs Pod.
But one person in particular, you think, has achieved the requisite 10 tweets.
Oh, very much so. I mean,
more
I'm going to say, I think he's hinted at it a little bit, which I know goes against the rules, John,
but I
think he has tweeted quite a lot at us, and we're not very good at remembering the Twitters.
David in Tame, he listened to your podcast with Theo Delaney.
I don't like talking about other podcasts.
I don't like to, so I won't say what it's called, even though he did definitely plug ours on his show.
Yes, that's nice. Life goals, very good.
but you talked about how the fact that he had a brief dalliance with Liverpool, and he said, I'm glad you grew.
Yeah, but that's only because I was young and didn't know about football.
He says, I'm glad you grew out of your Liverpool phase. Yeah. Imagine a newsletter with just John on his own. That's very cruel, Dave.
you nearly got himself a FOF number then.
But he says, I'm a United fan from South Manchester, now in Tame. I've tweeted loads and wouldn't cheat the games master ... Bit of a hint, but...
It's all right. We'd love to have him on a FOF game at some point, which means he needs a FOF number, John. Which, what number is he?
31. To be ratified.
Official.
Next week. I think it's 31.
There we are. FOF number 31. It's Dave in... Yeah. Is it Dave in Tame? David Tame. That's not his name.
I think he's just Dave in Tame.
Says he's from outside of Manchester, John.
He's called Dave Tame.
Tame's in Oxfordshire.
Yeah, he lives in Oxfordshire now.
Well, lovely. What a lovely crop of letters there, John.
Crop of letters?
Can you not have a crop?
I don't know.
Crop circles?
Yeah.
How do you think they did those crop circles?
It feels like we're almost at the end of the episode. You haven't got time to start digging into crop circles.
Do you not think maybe, hey, do you know, I know who it was. Them blokes with the long-handled
pitchforks.
Pitchforks.
And there is this week's episode title.
There it is.
Long-handled pitchforks. Over here. Long-handled pitchforks.
Hey, anyway, so on the we're gonna play the FOF game.
A new FOF game.
What is Liam's FOF number, John?
I don't know. Let's bring him in.
Let's find out.
What's your
FOF number, Liam?
It's 15.
15.
Should write it down, shouldn't we?
Knew it.
I have written it down.
Oh, you've got it written down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, very good. Very good. We've been discussing, I don't know if you've ever been to a game, that's not the question. I don't know if you've ever been to a game, Liam, where you see the grounds people come out at half time and they have those long-handled forks.
Yeah.
We wondered where you get them, if they are like a specialist tool. And they are, Liam.
Oh.
They are a specialist tool. How much do you think they are?
Ooh, we're playing this game.
This isn't the game.
This is just general interest.
150 quid?
150 quid?
Blimey.
I'll sell you one for 150 quid, Liam. £22 plus VAT.
Oh, all right, sweet. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, pretty good. How have you been, Liam? How's the ankle?
Ankle's all good, thank you. It's still in recovery mode, so I'm currently sat on a bed with it high up on a load of pillows.
It's taking ages, isn't it?
It's taking a while, isn't it?
You're milking it a bit, Liam.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. Yeah. Well, you know.
What point can you return to training, so to speak? Yeah. That really means
available
anything.
Available for the Euros.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably about another 3 or 4 weeks. Oh. From the hospital.
I'm getting Darren Anderton vibes off Liam at the moment.
You've timed it badly, Liam, as well, because you should have done it in the summer when the Euros was on and the Olympics.
This is it. No, I'm feeling very sorry for myself. So,
from all of the national, well, sorry, from both.
This is a giant team we have.
Everybody here at the National Obsession wishes you all the best with your shitty ankle. Right, Liam, we're going to play a new FOF game. We're very excited about it. We're not a talkie podcast.
We aren't.
But this week it is Talk United based.
Okay, cool.
John, tell us about it.
Well, this is the theme music.
Oh, I like it.
Because it's Gary Johnson's Ice Cold Veins. You see how I talked up to the vocal there,
like a radio pro. Yeah. Here comes the traveller in a second now.
Yeah, we're cold as ice. Foreigner on the way.
Foreigner feels like a pretty Brexity title for a band now, doesn't
Bloody
it?
Bloody Foreigners.
Bloody Foreigner. That would be a good tribute act to Foreigner, wouldn't it? Bloody Foreigner. Or coming over here, taking our jobs.
Yeah. That's what they're called. But the genesis of this game.
Genesis.
The genesis of this game is the fact that Gary Johnson is ruthless.
Ruthless.
Getting rid of players who weren't up to scratch. Gone. Champions fans last season.
Fans' favourites.
Jean-Yves Cugnasi. Out.
Smashing bums.
Rory Keating.
Out.
Gone. So, we've come up, there's basically three hypothetical situations.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to work out what Gary Johnson would do based on the fact that he has ice running through his veins.
Yeah. Are you a ruthless person, do you think, Liam, or are you a bit kind?
At work, I'm a bit of an arsehole. Oh. Home, lovely.
Bit of an arsehole at work. Lovely at home. Alarm bells are ringing.
Well,
you ready to play, Liam? What's it called? Gary Johnson's Ice Cold Veins.
Let's do it. Come on.
Situation number one, Liam. Gary's six-year-old granddaughter wants to go swimming. The pool requires a swimming hat, but she's forgotten her hat. Does Gary A, spend £1 on a new hat from the shop?
Lovely.
Or B, sorry, he can't swim.
No swimming. Swimming, is it? Swimming at, is
no
it?
No swimming today.
£1. What do you think happens there, Liam, on the ice?
It's all about how ruthless he is.
Yes.
Gary is a ruthless killer.
He got rid of Rory Keating, fan favourite Rory Keating, away to Gateshead.
Right, okay then. Well, I'd say then, if he's ruthless, you no swimming and go straight to bed when you go home, so...
And with the extra detail as well.
Do you know what that is? Yeah. Liam showing himself up there. As he says, he's a terror at work, nice at home. It's two-faced. Puts that boot on when he gets home. Puts that ankle boot on. Drives home. He jogs to work.
Yep.
Gets within 10 minutes of home. Put the boot on, limping. Oh, it's been a terrible day.
Have you been watching me?
Yes.
Gary Johnson's ice cold veins. How does it work itself out, John?
So you said, Gary says, sorry, no swimming today.
No swimming today.
Liam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
One right.
One.
Liam, situation number two. Gary is running late for an appointment and desperate to get the bus into town. But an old woman is holding him up, struggling with her shopping as he's fast walking down the path. Does he A, help the old woman with her shopping, back to her house, unload the food into her cupboards, but miss the bus?
Ooh.
Or B, push the old woman over, sprint down the path,
I got places to
make the bus and his crucial appointment in town?
Well, crucial appointment, isn't it? So, B, it's their own problem, so get straight in there.
Nothing's going to get in the way of him succeeding.
No.
Oh.
Congratulations. The old woman's in the ditch.
In the ditch, is it?
In the ditch.
Get out of the way.
Out of the way.
What's et cetera. Lovely. Two out of two.
This for the hat trick.
Ooh.
Good luck, Liam.
Situation number three, your final situation. A small bump has occurred outside Gary's house.
Oh, a road traffic accident.
A road traffic incident, collision, minor collision.
Okay, well, they're exchanging details.
The two drivers are exchanging details. Does Gary A, stop and assist with the exchange of details, make sure things don't get heated, and send everyone on their way?
He might have experience in that situation, John, and you might be able to help. If you've never been in that situation before, it can be confusing. People need to tell you, take, this is what you need, the insurance details, the registration, don't admit responsibility. Even if it was definitely your fault, do not say it was my fault.
Or does he B, rev his engine loudly, reverse and find a back route down to the training ground, leaving them to sort it out themselves?
Back route out of Bristol, that's tough to find, John.
Right, well, I'd say, seeing as it's not his fault, he's got to get training, you know, talking, need all the help they can get. Off to B again, straighten it.
Liam, you're absolutely correct.
Three out of three, ice cold veins. Well done, Liam. Takes one to know one.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Only those who truly have ice running through their veins could have got through.
Ice through their veins.
Yeah.
And a pretend ankle boot on.
Well, there you have it.
Hey, Liam, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Are you sick of playing the games yet? Or you mean you can join us again if you want? Or you can bow out respectfully? It's up to you, Liam.
I'll happily go on. I feel like I've got a winning streak going on.
You can come back next week, but what I think we've found with Foss in the past is you get two right. Generally, the third game is absolutely impossible.
Yeah. It might be hard next week. Who knows? We'll find out next week, doesn't it?
Bring the challenge on, boys.
Big talk from Liam. Next week's game is called An Arsehole at Work, but Nice at Home.
You'll
be brilliant at that. Yeah. Wow, it'll be amazing. Yeah. Liam, have a brilliant week. Thank you so much for joining us. On the ice to you.
On the ice, Martin Rice.
Cheers, Liam.
On the ice, Martin Rice. In the bay. In the bay. Do get in touch with us if you've got anything you want to say to us at NatObsPod. Or what's the email, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com. That's it for EP 98. We're almost at EP 100. Oh. The excitement, I can barely contain myself.
Just between the two of us.
We're getting
like,
there.
Oh, God, there'll be something. We'll do something cool.
Something cool is going to happen.
99 red balloons next week. I'm going to order
them. Oh, we'll go in.
In the studio.
In the studio. Popping just throughout the episode. But we did say it earlier when we were talking about the groundsman's forks with the long-handled shafts.
Who's the guy?
We would play out with shafts.
We are.
So why not?
See you next week. Thanks for listening. On the ice. Who's the man with the long-handled fork? Doesn't need to bend down to push the divots in.
Shaft.
Damn right.
The National Obsession. With John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset. And we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.